Good morning, everyone. Okay, the obligatory no relationships to disclose slide. Before I really start to talk this morning about the project that I'm here to talk about today, I think it's important to give you some background on local public health in Connecticut, because it is a strange bird. Connecticut does not have a county governmental structure, so that means that we have no county health departments. What we have is, Connecticut being a home rule state, means that every municipality in the state can decide how it wants its public health services delivered. What that has given us is a combination of what you would think of as your typical municipal health department with a full-time director and staff. You also have municipalities, usually in the smaller rural areas, that have part-time health directors and perhaps a sanitarian. And then you have something called health districts, which can be anywhere from 2 to 20 towns, which have banded together to make up a single health department to handle all of the health, public health responsibilities. So what that's given for this particular work is it's given an ideal petri dish to try to look at different characteristics of different types of departments and what that means for health equity work and data usage. About 10 years ago, the health directors in Connecticut had been surveyed, and in the survey we found that they expressed a need for credible local data within municipalities, not at the municipality level, but at the neighborhood level, so that they could better do strategic planning, do program planning for the health work that they were going to be doing. And so the Health Equity Index was born. It's a web-based tool. It has three data sets, social determinants of health, which they actually have about, well, there's more than 70 indicators that are grouped into seven categories. There's health data indicators, 33 of them, that are divided into 13 categories, and demographics. These are done where possible at the census block level, but some of it, it's slightly larger level because of whether or not the data is available. And we use a decile scale to compare data across all neighborhoods and towns in the state. One of the things that was a requirement of any indicators that we looked at was that it was available at these levels in every town and city in the state of Connecticut. It's a 1 to 10 scale where a 1 refers to a condition, a health outcome that is less desirable or less health enhancing, a 10 being more desirable or more health enhancing. Okay. So this is what it would look like if you logged into the index. This is a page for Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is one of our larger municipalities. You can see on the left-hand side the 7 social determinant or community condition indicators. We wanted to have more, but data wasn't available throughout the state, so we had to knock out things like transportation, which would have been a fantastic indicator, but we didn't have the data available. You can see the health outcome scores in the center and the demographic information on the side. If you clicked on any of these, you could see the indicators that make up that particular determinant. As you can see, the score is a 2 for social determinants, a 3 for health outcomes at the lower level of the scale, which is not surprising since we're talking about a large, diverse urban area. Another thing that the index gives is if you look at a particular indicator, you can actually map it using GIS mapping. Now you're seeing here infectious disease by census block group in the city of Bridgeport. If you clicked on any of those blocks in the map, you could get full data about that particular census block group with all the data underneath it. We also have correlations, which are not in any way saying causation, but you can see correlations with community conditions that relate to infectious disease in Bridgeport. We use Spearman rank correlation coefficients to do this. And you can start getting a picture of how things are related, how community conditions may be related to health outcomes. Last thing is you can do side-by-side mapping, which is actually very good when you want to go and speak to a municipal leader or you want to go out into the community, or you want to get grant money, you can actually, a picture's worth 1,000 words. So that's been very, very effective. So we started piloting the index. We started with 3 health departments and then added an additional 7. What we started to see is that some health departments used the index a lot. They used it for strategic planning, health outcome, or project planning, all types of things, and they really worked hard with it. Others were not so successful. And so this project was born. We wanted to know what was it about a local health department that made them more or less likely to use the index. The project aims were to identify these characteristics. We postulated that the differences in the demographics of the population served, or maybe even the health department were responsible for differences in the usage of the index, and that there might be a large component of leadership by an individual health director. We collected a whole bunch of secondary data from annual reports that have to be submitted to the State Department of Health. We collected a lot of information from the census of demographics of community. We had about 25 different indicators in our secondary data set. We did a SurveyMonkey survey because we wanted to know about demographics within a health department. We wanted to know about programs in a health department. We wanted to know about a health director's views on whether or not health disparities and health equity were part of their job. So we did. We made up this survey. We sent a link to all the directors. We sent email reminders to get them to fill out the survey. In order to get access to the index, it was required that they fill out this survey. So what was in there? Years of service to the health director, background in education, communication styles. There were 54 different indicators that we had in that particular survey. Then we gave them an access key. We followed their usage using Google Analytics. And we tracked their usage over a 7-month period. We had a post-access survey just to find out if you did use the index, how did you use it, and who used it. We did an analysis once we had all of this data. When we looked at who actually chose to get access to the index, who did the survey, we used the Mann-Whitney test to figure out who it was who actually chose to sign up. Once we had that data, we looked at the survey itself, and we used proportional logistic regression modeling to determine what characteristics led to lower high usage of the index. So, our first group, did you use the index? Did you sign up? Did you take the survey? Did you choose to have access to the index? It wasn't particularly surprising that health departments that serve diverse communities were more likely to sign up to have access to the index than those from more homogeneous communities. We were surprised, however, that one of the things that came out to be correlated was whether or not the health department had a board of health or board of directors. And that was very, very, very highly correlated to whether or not they signed up. As to survey usage, we only had 40 of the 74 health directors completing the survey, 54%. We grouped those into 4 categories: non-users, light users, moderate users, and heavy users. We then did our modeling. We found out that only 2 out of this now 50-plus indicators, 2 things actually did not fall out of our modeling. The first was how long a health director had actually been a health director, and the second was the number of MPH on staff or the proportion of MPH on staff. No other variable, and this was a lot of variables, contributed to the model at all. Post-usage survey, the heavy index users use it for a whole bunch of things: strategic planning, community needs assessments, grant writing. Moderate users used it basically to go to their municipal leaders and either say we need more money or we're planning on this, that, or the other. Light index users really looked at their own towns and said, ooh, where do I live? And most only the health director would use the index and had not made it available to their staff. Implications, very, very quickly. Full-time health directors, more likely to use it. This is not a surprise. Our part-time health directors are mostly environmental, and they are not doing much of any other type of service. Not surprising. Health departments in more economically challenged and racially and ethnically diverse neighborhoods use the index, or more likely to want to use the index. Presence of the board of directors, we had a harder time with that. We thought perhaps it might be that they brought a broader vision to the role of local public health. So, but that we still have questions to ask of some of the health directors about that one. Second, how much did you use the index? Health directors who have been in their position might have a broader view of their responsibilities, but they also might, you know, a new health director has a lot of regulations, mandatory services they have to deal with. It takes a while to get your head a little bit above water, and we thought that maybe that was part of that. And the presence of more MPH on staff, I think that basically is that the more people that are comfortable with data, they're actually going to use data. Limitations, sample size. We only had 74 health directors, and only 40 took the survey. And it would have been lovely if we had had more. I think that we would have done better to not make the survey, access to the survey, only through the health director, because it's not always the health director is the only one who's using the index. And I think that if we had made the access a little bit broader, we would have had more response. And there's always things that we just were not able to examine in this study. I'd like to thank my co-authors of the study, Sharon Mirzwa and Michael Knapp, Charles Brown, the executive director of CADH, who was very supportive, Jennifer Curtanis at Farmington Valley Health District, who was also a major player in the study. The study was paid for by RWJF through the Connecticut-based practice-based research network. So thank you very much.